4 o'clock on a Tuesday. And as promised, we've got two more contestants in the Miss Belito teen competition. They are indeed two more finalists, not just contestants, but finalists. And it's a huge welcome to Nicolia Mtimkulu and Nazreen Rangila. Lovely to have you both in the studio. Welcome to you. So tell me, you're a finalist.
Yes.
When did they judge the competition to select the finalists?
A couple of weeks ago.
Really?
How many entered
initially?
I believe there was about 20 of us.
Okay, Nicolia, the microphone in front of you, then we can hear you. See, all right, so there were 20 of you initially. How many are you down to now?
8.
So, wow, the best of the best. Hey, now it comes down to scary stuff. What are the judges looking for? Nazreen, what do you think the judges will be looking for?
I personally assume that the judges might be looking for personality, quality, presentation, and creativity.
Okay, so go through that list again. Personality and creativity. I didn't hear the other two.
Personality, presentation.
Okay.
Creativity.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
And quality.
So if you had to, of those four topics, which would you say is the most important? Or which do you bring to the party?
Creativity and presentation.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us about you. How creative are you?
In many ways, yes, I am very creative. I like to design. I like to paint stuff like with art. And I like finding new stuff.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Are you still at school?
Yes, I am.
What are you studying? What are your subjects?
Computers, business, geography, and maths.
So you're very academically oriented, I can see, but you've got creativity as well. So you're a completely well-balanced individual. What about you, Nicolia?
I am on my gap year. I matriculated last year
cool.
at Kiramond Richmond in Salt Rock. So I am on my gap year, and I'm busy just figuring out what I want to do because I'm quite young, so I matriculated a year early.
Why? How did you do that?
So my parents kind of just sent me to school early, I guess.
When you were 5?
Yes.
But that's how it used to be. I went to school when I was 5. And the first couple of years I stayed. No, I was joking. Yeah, but that's how it used to be. We used to go, that was 5 was the time.
Yeah.
But now obviously things have moved up. So you graduated, matriculated at 17.
Yes.
Which means you can't even drive yet.
I can't.
Oh, shame.
Not legally.
But you're having a lovely gap here. What are you doing?
I'm actually back at Cura. I love children, and I understand that if you empower the young people from ages 5 to literally what I am, we are setting ourselves up for a greater future. So I love spending my time with children at the castle. So Cura Preschool, that's where I am, helping out there.
That's fantastic.
What I'm doing with my gap
here. Okay. Let me ask you, bouncing back to Nazreen, who are your role models in life?
My role model is my mom, of course, and I would say God, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Nicolia?
My role model entirely, like, as I've grown, obviously seeing my mom obviously was my role model growing up, but now it is a lady, a YouTuber actually, called Google Eating and Zumba. She's a mental health enthusiast. Just the way she carries herself and has grown and faced everything that she's faced and come out to be so strong and positive, I love that about her, and I strive to actually be that positive myself.
Do you also do the influencer thing on social media? Do you have an account?
I do have a social media account, but I wouldn't call myself an influencer.
Why?
Just yet.
I think you're positioning yourself perfectly. Both of you. I mean, look at this. You're a finalist in a beauty. It's more than a beauty competition. It's a prestigious competition that has all-rounded talents. So already you're out there, and you are presumably, and listening to you both communicate very effectively, you're leaders. You're the future.
I appreciate that.
And
Thank you. You're
showing the way, which is very courageous. What are you planning to do after your gap year?
I love people. I always believed, initially, so when I'm asked what I want to do after school or when I grow up. What do you want to do when you grow up, Nikki? I say I want to be a philanthropist. So I want to leave the earth having changed something or made the earth better. So obviously there's no career that's specifically like that. You can't go to school and study philanthropy. So I want to actively do something in the community. That's why I'm a finalist, because I feel like that's going to open a channel for me to change something, starting in Belito.
It's a wonderful aspiration, and I salute that. And Nazreen, what do you plan to do once you've finished with your study, your school studies and your Miss Belito experience? What does the future hold for you?
My dream occupation is to be a fashion designer. I really want to study fashion designing.
Oh, well, that's marvelous. And I'm sure that you're both going to, whatever you choose to do, because you're such well-rounded and very confident, very poised and eloquent people.
Thank you.
This is what makes the future shine, as far as I'm concerned. Young people that have got a positive mental image, a positive personal image, and that you're prepared to go out and make a difference in the world. Fabulous. We're holding thumbs for you. I know that we say all the time there can only be one winner, but I think that all of you, having just taken part and become finalists already, means that you are all winners in my humble estimation. And thank you so much for joining me on the Afternoon Show on 88FM.
It's been great. Thank you for having us.
It's such a pleasure. This is going to go up as a podcast, a catch-up podcast, which you'll be able to send to all your supporters and friends and become real influencers like that.
Yes.
We look forward to that. And if you would like to, if you just joined us, these are our finalists in the Miss Belito Teen Contestant competition. My special guests, Nicolia and Nazreen, both of whom will be available on catch-up podcast on 88FM's apps. Available from the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. Thanks again, ladies, for being on the Afternoon Show on Radio Life and Style.